Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kahm. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The third baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Langford. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy bunts towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clancy. The throw from Sewell and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jameson moves to third. Lind moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is walked intentionally. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a pop-up towards third. Kahm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krause moves to third. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Blankenship, and towards Cecil, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. Ma still is hit by the pitch. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ma still. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Ma still steals second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ma still scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. Krause hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Langford. Krause reaches second base with a double. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blankenship bunts towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Krause moves to third. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0 for 1 in the game. Langford hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Summa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hunfield fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with Cecil covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy bunts towards third. Morgan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ma still bunts towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. Clancy moves to second. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Clancy scores. It's 3 to nothing, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Com hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barrett scores. It's 4 to nothing, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Com moves to second. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Krause hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Com scores. Cecil moves to third. It's 5 to nothing, White Sox. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Uhel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Grant pinch runs for George Uhel. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Jameson moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Harder now pitching. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunfield takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clancy bunts towards third. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunfield moves to second. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Ma still hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunfield scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a line drive towards left. Jameson catches it and throws to Lind, who relays to Fonseca to double up Ma still. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Sewell moves to third. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-2 in the game. Langford hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sewell scores. Fonseca moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-1, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Mel Harder. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Bain now pitching. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jamison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Krause hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blankenship bunts towards the mound. Bain fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunfield takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a line drive into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0 for 3 in the game. Langford hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Ma still hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Langford. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jamison throws the ball into Sewell, who tags Com trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Barrett scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Summa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns pinch hits for Bill Bain. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Summa moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Summa moves to third. Burns moves to second. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lind hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Lind reaches second base with a double. Summa scores. Burns scores. Jameson goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, White Sox. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-4 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.